Today's shear is going to be an interesting topic, not a classical topic that I would give shear on. I think it's important, though, to be familiar with such ideas, such concepts, and I really didn't want to ignore it. So the topic we'll be doing is the din of hekesh. The law of a hekesh, one of the yud gimel midos, perhaps, and understanding different dinim when it comes to a hekesh. So before we begin, what exactly is a hekesh? So if somebody saw the Ma'amar Kamos, he saw Tosfos and Sukkah, there's also Rashi in Sanhedrin, our Masechta, Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Here's our reading from Simcha Masechta. Rashi, Pei Dalet Amud Beis, in the context of being Maka Ovi V'Imo, regarding the din of what mitzvah you get, so the Gemara invokes a hekesh there. And on that, Rashi writes, Dibur Maschil, Ela hekesh alamli, why do you need a hekesh? He says, the iskish maki odom lemaki behema. There's a hekesh of hitting a person to hitting a behema. V'chadkra, in one pasuk. So the definition of a hekesh, according to Rashi, and Tosfos and Sukkah reiterates the point, a hekesh is when there are two words, two concepts in one very pasuk. That's very simply what a definition of hekesh is. Now, well, the question we have to keep in mind is, how much is a hekesh similar to a gzeirah shava or to a kal v'chomer? Gzeirah shava is two words, really the same word, but found in two different places in the Torah. And if you read the Torah, you would not have any clue that there's a connection between the two. The only reason why we know of a gzeirah shava is a halacha Moshe Mesinai, a certain Masorah we've received. No indication at all these two words are connected. So it's similar to gzeirah shava in that they're two words that seemingly are not connected, and we learn they're connected. At the same time, they're different, because the hekesh, you know there's a connection from the fact that the Torah puts them in the same pasuk. They're much closer linked than gzeirah shava. There's no indication from the Torah as well. That's something to keep in mind, the hekesh, the relationship to gzeirah shava, how closely related to it is, or is it not. Now, just another important thing to know, you'll find a number of gemaras that they make hekesh when it comes to divrei kabbalah, when it comes to Tanakh, not only in Torah, but in Navi, and Ksuvim as well, we use a hekesh. And as Machlokes, we've shown him what the status of such a hekesh is. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos Sherish Beis writes that a hekesh of Divrei Kabbalah has the status of Divrei Torah. However, there's a Rashi in Shabbos Pei Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil D'Rabbanan. The Gemara there is talking about the Gzeirah Shava of Avodah Zarah to Tumas Meis. The Gemara says, "Vayashleich es afara el kever bnei ha'am." You throw the dirt of the avodah zarah to the kever. This is Melachim Beis. And the Gemara goes on to darshan what the connection of avodah zarah to mace is. Ma mace b'kazayis. In order for mace to become tummy, it needs to have a kazayis. So too for avodah zarah. Avodah zarah also, there's a certain tumah that is created by avodah zarah that too needs the shear of kazayis, because the hekesh of mace to avodah zarah. And the Gemara says it's also connected to a sheretz. In the end, the Gemara says it's only your Dirabanan. Why is it only Dirabanan? So Rashi writes, the Chol Hanoch Hekeshos. The Gemara is talking about a number of different Hekeshos. All of them are Divrei Kabbalah. Ve'esmach de ba'alma. It sounds from Rashi that all Hekeshos of Divrei Kabbalah are Esmachtas. Against the Ramban and Shoresh Beis, it says it's really Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Torah, rather. That's just general background about a Hekesh. What we want to do in particular is whether a person on their own is allowed to doresh a Hekesh. So Rashi in Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, the reason why we're doing the sugya, in talking about the Hekesh of a Nar Murusa to a Rotseach, just like a Nar Murusa, one is able to kill the Rodef after the Nar Murusa, so too one is able to kill the Rotseach who's trying to kill someone as well. It's a Hekesh. So Rashi writes, Hekeshahu shehukash rotzeach lenar hamurusa. There's a connection of rotzeach to nar hamurusa. V'chol hekesh of gzeir shava, every hekesh, every gzeir shava, hamufenes, that's available, that the words are extra, you use those words that are extra for this drasha, harehu k'mefurash b'mikrit, as if it's explicitly written in the Torah, v'on shinu menu, and you could bring punishment about through such a hekesh or gzeir shava. The fish lo nitna lemidrash ma'atzmo. Since one's not allowed to make a drush on his own, it must be it's a Kabbalah halacha Moshe Mesinai. So therefore, it's a Kabbalah from halacha Moshe Mesinai, you're able to give a punishment. As opposed to aval kal v'chomer, she'adam dan kal v'chomer mi'atzmo. a person is able to make a Kal Vachomer on his own, it's based on logic. People could create their own logic. Af a pishalo kiblu miyabo, even though he never heard from his Rebbe, ain onshin mimenu. You don't make such a punishment through a Kal Vachomer. The concept being ain onshin min adin. Gemara mentioned ain onshin min adin. Ain onshin min adin is also a very interesting topic. There are three reasons why you cannot implement a punishment through logic of Kal Vachomer. Not our topic, but Rashi writes, so it's agreed upon everybody, ain onshin min adin. You cannot, sorry, let's do it this way, that a person could create a Kal Vachomer on his own, adam dan Kal Vachomer miasmo, and everybody agrees a gzer shava, ain adam dan gzer shava miasmo. But the question is, what about Hekesh? How do you group a Hekesh? Rashi said he groups it with a gzer shava, both a gzer shava and a Hekesh, a person cannot dan miasmo. However, there's Machlokes Rishon. You look at Gemara and Sukkah. Some of you might remember from last year, our Limud Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The din is that an Esrog has to be Hadar. The din of Hidr, when it comes to Esrog, it can't be dry. Pasuk says, creates Hadar. But then there's a Gemara, has Machlokes, whether this applies to a Lulav. Is there a din of Hidr when it comes to a Lulav? Is a Lulav Yavesh going to be Kosher or Puzzle? So Gemara on the bottom, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, writes, Tana Yavesh Pasul. A lulav Yavesh is going to be Pasul. That's the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Machsher. He allows you to have a lulav Yavesh. What's a Machlokes? So Rav explains that Rabbanon think there's a Hekesh of lulav to Esrog. Just like an Esrog Ba'i Hadar, Af lulav Ba'i Hadar. There's a dinner, there's a Hekesh. The Pesukim had them together. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lo Makshin and lulav Esrog. There's no Hekesh of lulav to an Esrog. Everyone agrees Esrog requires be hid there. Esrog gets Yavesh is possible. The question is, do you make such a Hekesh from Esrog to Lulav? So Rashi says, Lo makshinen, lo huk shulum mod zemizeh. No such a Hekesh. Velo nitein lidjo shmeatmo mikol yugim amidos hasha Torah nidjeshes ben el kal vachomer. The only one of the 13 midos that someone's allowed to make a drasher on their own is a kal vachomer. Anything not a Kal Vachomer, including Gzer Shova and a Hekesh, one cannot make. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he doesn't have a Hekesh. He didn't accept such a Hekesh. He didn't have this Mesorah. He didn't have the Mesorah, so there's no Hekesh, even though they're in the same Pasuk, and therefore there's no Din of Hadar when it comes to Lulav. Comes along Tosos. He says, I don't understand what you're talking about. There's another Drasha called Smuchen. Smuchen are not a Hekesh, not two words in one Pasuk, but the two Pesukim that are juxtaposed to each other. So what's the din when it comes to Smuchen, writes Tosfos? That one's able to nitno lidrosh min haTorah, one's allowed to make their own drushes when it comes to Smuchen. Quotes the Gemara, Nivamos Dav Dalam Aleph, and he says, if you're able to make a Smuchen on your own, Kol Shekein Hekesh, Kal Vachomer, you can make a Hekesh. What's the Kal Vachomer? Smuchen are not as connected. Hekesh are in the same Pasuk. Smuchen are not in the same Pasuk. If I could connect two different Pesukim, Kal Vachomer I could connect two words in the same Pasuk. That's the Svar of Tosfos. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds in general, we don't make drashim when it comes to Smuchen, that's only true when the words are not mufna, when the words are not extra. Meaning, what's mufna mean? A word to be used for certain drashim has to be available. It has to be an extra word. If the word's there because you need it, part of the context, it's not considered extra. You couldn't have done anything without the word was necessary, you can't make a drasha. But if the word is there, it's extra, it's unnecessary for the Torah to write it, that's called mufne, and even in that case, who do agree you can make such a drasha in smuchen? Kal vachomer for hekesh. So therefore he writes, you're wrong. A person is allowed to make a drasha, could make the drasha of a hekesh on his own. He doesn't need a mesorah from his Rebbe. So what's the Machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's a Hekesh, a Lulav, an Esrog? Nothing to do with the Hekesh, it's really all about Svara. Machlokes is about Svara. So what comes out is the Machlokes, though, whether or not a Hekesh a person can make on his own or not. So what's this Machlokes based on? It's hard to understand these Machlokes when it comes to these different Midos, Satarish, and Nijeshus, man. Make it say as follows how I began. How closely related is a Hekesh to a Gzer Shavah? So Tosus Rashi rather thinks they're very much connected. Gzer Shava is much more distant because they're two different words in two different areas of the Torah. And the only reason why we know they're connected is because we have Mesorah. So Hekesh is a smaller scale, but the same thing. Two words that seemingly have nothing to do with each other. They're in the same Pasuk. But it works similar to Gzeir Shava, that certain halachas are learned from one pasuk, or one word, and carried over to another word. So they're very similar. It doesn't make sense. It's no svara. So therefore Rashi thinks it's in the same camp as a Gzeir Shava, both of which you cannot be done me'atzmo.
We're not dealing with the same words. We're dealing with talking about that we have this case of
Rodef, which
is kind of the Torah kind of just added it in
the Na'am Mirasa. It's definitely not exactly like Gzer Shava. Gzer Shava is the same word in two different places. This is the two words in the same place.
Is it which two words are we talking about?
Hekesh?
Yeah.
In our case, it's Na'am Mirasa and Rotzeach. Two different words in the same pasuk.
So which? That's the same pasuk.
Yeah.
It was just within the
right. And then Gzeir Shava is two of the same words, or the same word in two different places. So they're, you know, kind of flip sides of each other. One's one word, two places. One's two words, one place. So there's similarities. So part of the Chlokas Toz Rashi might be how closely related to a Heke to Gzeir Shava is it? I'm not sure much more than that, but it is Machlokas. You have a question, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, could you say like, whether a hekesh is meaning like logic or it's meaning din like a mesora?
See, I was thinking about that as well. I just don't know. I wrote that down, that hekesh might be din svara. There's no logic. It's a logic that the Torah is telling you. That the fact that the Torah puts them in the same pasuk, the Torah is telling you something. It's a correlation, but it's not logic. Rotzeach and Na'am Mirasa have nothing to do with each other, meaning din logic. But I wrote that down myself. So, svar wasn't the best word, but again, the Torah is telling me something special, how they're closely related, so that's why Tosos thought it would be different than a Gzeir Shava, and one can be done a Kekesh on his own. Now, the Gigan HaShas, the Rekivi Eger, points to a number of other Rashis one should look at, which talk about this as well. He quotes the Gemara Rashi Rosh Hashanah, which we'll look in a second, and Rashi in Sanhedrin, which we saw already in the Rashi in Menacha. So let's look at the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi Rosh Hashanah, Dav Lam Dalad Man Aleph. Gemara there is talking about how do you know how many truas, tekiyas one should blow on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. A number of different drushas. And Rashi writes, Ilav Gzeir Shava, Ilo Nemra Gzeir Shava Zul Moshe Misinai, Laduna, had I not had such a Mesorah, that the Gzeir Shava, as the Gemara is referring to, if I didn't have such a Mesorah, Haisi mevi hakol behekesha. I would have learned this whole halacha from a hekesh. Kilomar me'atzmo. I would have learned the hekesh on my own, had this Gzeir Shava not been in existence. So Rashi, Gilin Hashas, and that Rashi writes, Ayin Sukkah, which we just saw. Ayin od Rashi, Dir maskulum akshina v'tzarech in. What's the tzarech in? The Rashi associates himself. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says a person can be done a hekesh on his own. Rashi in Sukkah, also Rashi in Sanhedrin, say a person cannot be done a hekesh on his own. That's the steer of the tzarachin that Gilead Nashas leaves us off with. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? So there are a few answers in the Achronim, and let's go through one by one. So first off, in the back, the Mitzvah Eisen tries to answer the question. This is as follows. Is there a difference when the hekesh is mufna versus when it's not mufna? Mufna, as we said before, was that if the word was completely extra, it was made available. The only reason why the Torah put it there, because the Torah didn't need the word there, it put it there for the purpose of a drasha, it's mufna, and when it's mufna, everybody agrees that you can be done a hekesh al pi atzma. But when the hekesh, when the word in the hekesh is not mufna, it's not extra, then you can only make a drasha have you had a certain masara. That makes it's very mustaber to say shetus chilek. Now whether that's true or not, you have to look in the Gemaras whether the case in Rosh Hashanah is a case of mufna, and therefore everyone agrees you can make such a drasha, and whether the Gemaras in Sanhedrin, the Gemaras in Sukkah are not mufna. You have to just check those out whether they're true. I think they are true. I just didn't look into it well enough.
Didn't Tosfos and Sukkah say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're not can be done smukha by themselves, that you can't be done smukha in a case where it's mufna? Rabbi Yehuda would agree, correct?
To smuchin, right.
Right, so then...
Question
what,
is...
But is it, wouldn't that this case then also be smuchin here then? Is he a sukkah?
No, smuchin is two psukim.
I mean wouldn't it be mufna? Wouldn't it be mufna then in sukkah also? Like, what's the purpose of saying that according to Rabbi when it's not mufna?
The point is that he doesn't entirely reject the concept of the smuchin. He agrees. He gives in a little bit. So once he gives in to the smuchin, so it's very likely he could give in to a hekesh even when it's not mufna, perhaps. I think that's the point he's trying to drive home. It's a good point, though. I didn't realize that. So that's the answer to the mitzvah. It's based on that one, the case of a mufne, one's not. Rishash also takes a stab at this machlokas in the back of Rosh Hashanah. And he says, anybody see what the Rishash writes?
Was he saying it according to Shita Rav Yehuda? But really...
Mitzvah Eisan threw that out. He didn't take, but Rosh Hashanah says something else here.
Oh, wait, what Rosh Hashanah says? He says that Rashi wasn't darshaning halacha. He's explaining how to read the Gemara. In one case, he's explaining Rabbi Yehuda, which doesn't hold smoke. And in the other case, he was explaining.
That wasn't the Rosh Hashanah. I think someone else said that. I think maybe the the Mishnah Melech said that. Right. So let's do that one first. Okay, Mishnah Melech, before we get to the Rishah. No, it's fine. No. So Mishnah Melech has the same kasha. And he says that really it's a machlokas tanoim whether or not a person, whether Adam is done hekesh me'asim or not. Where's the machlokas tanoim found? Gemara in Sukkah, we saw lam alf min alf. What was the case? Whether you connect lulav to eser. And there's no masorah right to Mishnah Melech. No one had a masorah to make such a hekesh. So why is Rabban making a hekesh? Because Rabban found that one's allowed to make a hekesh based on his own. And Rabbi Yehuda thought one cannot make a hekesh on his own. And that's good for the machlokas, tanaim in sukkah. So when Rashi in sukkah and in Sanhedrin writes, person cannot be done a hekesh miatzmo, he's passing like the chachamim. That's how he passing like the chachamim. The yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. That's why he writes in general, a person cannot be done this opposite way.
It can be done, yes.
Okay, so let's try it again, right. So I guess when he says in sukkah and in Sukkah, he's explaining Shita Rabbi Yehuda. He explains Shita Rabbi Yehuda why you can't make a hekesh, because Yehuda is of the opinion that ain don hekesh me'atzmo. But in Kumar and Rosh Hashanah, where a person can be done hekesh me'atzmo, he's paskin halacha like the chachamim, rabbim yachid v'rabbim halacha k'rabbim, and chachamim hold that one can make a hekesh on its own. Obvious question is, you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he's not working with Shita Rabbi Yehuda here, and he says ain don adam hekesh me'atzmo. So I'm not sure if it really works so well. Between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, it works well, but you look in Sanhedrin, it doesn't work very well. Rosh Hashanah, yeah?
The reason why he's explaining like that is because the Gemara is kind of refuting the Kal v'Chomer. It says, you know, Jim and I didn't, so it has to bring the Hekesh. And there's Tana of the Beir Rebbe.
So while I look it over, I'll just go through the Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah gives another answer. So right now we have the answers of the mitzvah eisan zechil between mufna and she'ena mufna. We have the Mishnah Melech, it's a difference to machlokas tanoim, which she said doesn't really work out for Shitas Rashi and Sanhedrin. And now we have the Rosh Hashanah, there's a third answer, and he suggests, anybody see what he says? I think it was the other way around. Yeah, meaning the case of Rosh Hashanah where it's the very same word being used, that's not really a hekesh. It's just one word. You're making a drash on a word. Lav dafke hekesh when the Gemara says hekesh. So therefore, that's what Rashi says. You could make such a drash on your own because it's not a classic hekesh. But in general, hekesh of two different words in one pasuk, the rule is, according to Rashi, one cannot be done a hekesh al piyatma. So there's no real distinction. According to him, Rashi holds a person cannot make his own hekesh. Rosh Hashanah is a different type of case. It's not a classic hekesh. That's the third answer of the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
You can maybe say that for Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, he was only saying that when you had a previous gzeir shavah or like a snippet of a gzeir shavah to begin with, and then now that you either aren't, if you don't want to use it, whatever, then you're allowed to make the hekesh. But you need that snip of some type of mesorah or precedent from whatever, from Rishon and Tanaim. So then only then are you able to make the hekesh. But without that, you would not be allowed to.
Honestly, I don't know enough about how the relationship of them work. What Jake's doing is just making a chiluk. The case of the Rosh Hashanah has a gzeirah shavah to start off with. As opposed to all the other gemaras, there's no mention, there's no context of a gzeirah shavah. So maybe there are differences, and that might be how to explain the difference of the different rashis. Could be. I don't know enough.
I think the reason why he says you can't make the hekesh on your own is because he's explaining why the gemara says there's no onshin min hadin, but we can own it from a hekesh. Explaining the difference, meaning for Kavah Homer, you can't reason why there's no onsh min hadin is because we make it by ourselves, so we can't punish you because
Right, and then the Gemara.
But the Gemara says, okay, fine. So how are we gonna kill the Rodev because of hekesh? We make a hekesh between Avraham.
So therefore, you can be onish.
Therefore, you can be so. So Rashi's thinking, if you can be onish, then it must be that you can't. That it's not us. I mean, then it's not.
So you're making a very good horror right now. So I don't want to get involved in this, but since you're saying it, I'll explain what Shimi's trying to explain. What's the reason why ain't on Shimi Adin? So I said there are three reasons. I'm going to just say one of the reasons, which I think is Shita's Rashi and Pesachim maybe says this.
I think.
Made up ourselves, and therefore what's the problem with that?
It's got it doesn't have any tradition or Masor or anything. It's like very clumsy. It has no hold.
Oh, I mean, there might be a flaw in the logic.
Meaning we don't know that this is the correct way to darshan the Muslim.
Right. So, I mean, when it comes to logic, so Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with the power of the mind and intellect, but we can make mistakes. So to make someone get killed because I made a certain Kavah Homer, maybe there's a mistake. No one else was able to think of a pircha, a question against it. Maybe there's a pircha. Somewhere out there's a pircha. So my own logic shouldn't be enough to create to give someone else an punishment. So how is hekesh going to make anything better? The Gemara says, "Ain't on shem adin." So I'll tell you a hekesh. Well, if a person can make a hekesh on his own, maybe there's a problem, there's a certain flaw in the hekesh the guy's making. So therefore Rashi has to learn that hekesh, a person cannot make a hekesh on his own. And
that's what the Mishnah Lamelech still makes sense.
The Mishnah Lamelech.
Because he was explaining one, he was explaining how to.
No, yeah, but no, still, but no.
Here's the Gemara straight out. There has to be a difference between a Hekesh and a Kavah Homer.
No, but there are other ways to explain why Ein Onshin Adin, which we don't have to come on to this whole logic.
What about Tosfos then?
Tosfos
you can.
Right, there are other ways to learn this Gemara. Ein Onshin Adin might not be because there's a flaw in the logic. Ein Onshin Adin might just be a Midah. That's just the halacha. Others say, Ein Onshin Adin, this is Marshan Sanhedrin, says, who says that the worst punishment, the worst Avera, is deserving of a Kapara? Maybe he did such a bad Avera, he shouldn't get any Kapara. That's what Marshan writes. Misa is the Kapara, exactly. So just because this, Nar Murasa gets Rodev gets a punishment for what he did, maybe Rotsach is much worse, and he shouldn't deserve any Misa, and shouldn't deserve any Kapara. That's Marshan's.
Yeah, but we have Sukkim. Like, one strikes his fellow, and he dies. Like, we kill him.
No, you're right, but certain things, there might be, we don't have anything explicit.
Like, it might be worse.
By Rodef. Right. So, if the only source we have by Rodef is Narmur, so maybe you can't make such a Kavah Homer. It's a worse type of Rodef. So, those are some that, but according to what Shimi's saying, within Rashi's own logic, it makes sense. How Rashi reads the Gemara is he has a certain assumption how to view Ein Onshin Adin, and works very nicely with his view of the din of Ein Adam Dan Hekesh Me'atzmo. And some bring this Rashi as a raya to Shita about Ein Onshin Adin. But I don't want to get too involved in that right now.
Never mind that Tosos can't hold that way.
Right. Tosos maybe not hold that way, exactly. Now, I don't want to. There's an Aruch in there in Sukkah. Unfortunately, I'll be honest, I didn't get a chance to read through it again before Shir. He ends up making four different types of categories of drushes. And he says as follows. So Gzer Shava. The only way you can make a Gezer Shava is if you have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. That's interesting. He says there has to be a Kabbalah of which words to be used. That is a wide range of machlokas for Rishonim Achronim. What's the Mesorah for Gezer Shava? Do you need which words, but not which halachas? Do you need the actual words which are being used, the actual halachas that are being learned? Or maybe you need the halachas being learned, but not necessarily the words. You can find the words on your own. There's a wide range. Ramban talks about this. He assumes it's just the words. So that's one category. You need a complete Masorah when it comes to Gezeirah Shavah. Smuchin, he writes. According to Behuda, you don't need a Kabbalah for Smuchin. But you still need a Hochacha Gemura. You need a complete proof that the Torah wrote these words extra to make Smuchin. When it comes to Hekesh, he writes, you don't need a Hochacha Gemura at all. But it has to be the words have to be mufne. So basically with the Aruch HaNer, he seems to be similar to the Mitzvah Eisan, that the words have to be mufne. The words have to be extra, and extra therefore left over for the use of a drush. That's the Shita's Aruch HaNer. Again, I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing before Shir today, so take a look there. It's a very long piece. He addresses this question as well, though. Now, before we finish Shir, just we have a few more minutes left, a couple other issues that come up in regards to Hekesh. I got a lot of my sources from the encyclopedia. There are a number of swarm out there on who, you know, spend their time emphasize the importance of all the different midos, the yugim and midos, the tonish and the jeshabim. So the encyclopedia and the entry in Hekesh has a number of great sources here. I got most of my stuff from here. If you guys want to look, I did not do an exhaustive job on it, but Ayin Sham if you're interested further. So one encyclopedia in the So one halach when it comes to Hekesh, the Gemara says a number of times, Ein Mishivin al Hekesh. You cannot ask questions on a Hekesh. Once a Hekesh is accepted, it's a good Hekesh, you can't challenge that. When it comes to Kal V'chomer, you can. Kal V'chomer, you can ask, what about this, what about that? Different logic. There might be different flaws in the logic. Comes to Hekesh, no questioning it. So what's the reason behind that? Why can one not question the Hekesh? So Rashi Menachos writes, Menachos pei beizim and beiz diba maschel zosameres lefisha ein aldam don Hekesh miatzma. Because since a person cannot create his own Hekesh, he obviously got a certain Masorah. If the Masorah he received from Torah, from Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't ask a question that Masorah. So Rashi is l'shitaso. Other than the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, all the other Rashis work well with each other. Since you can't create your own Hekesh, therefore, you cannot question the Hekesh, because the Hekesh is a direct limud or Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you learn like Tosos, that a person is able to make his own Hekesh, so maybe he should be able to ask questions based on Hekeshos. Why not? A person could just make his own Hekesh and you can't ask a question on it? So, one of the Svarim that deals a lot with the different Yugim Midos is the Halichos Olam. Halichos Olam explains as follows. What's the power of a Hekesh? The power of a Hekesh is it's kemefurish b'Torah. Rashi and Ayin Gimel and Aleph and Sanhedrin writes, he says that a Gezeirah Shavah in a Hekesh is kemefurish b'Torah. It's mefurish b'Torah, it's kegufo Torah, it's like Torah itself. You can't challenge a mefurish apostle, it's mefurish Torah. So that's how Halichos Olam explained, and Lechor, he's explaining, I'm not sure if he explicitly is explaining for Shittas Tosos, but this is how Shittas Tosos would get out of that. That although Tosos allows people to make their own Hekeshos, so why can't you ask questions on this Hekeshos? L'chor, because since the Hekesh is the power, the koach of being Mefurish B'Torah, you can't argue in a Mefurish Apostle, Hekesh is no different. That's how the Halichos Olam would explain this din.
So then how could you judge it by yourself?
Well, so I guess if it fits into a Hekesh, if the Pasuk itself put two words next to each other, two concepts, the Torah is obviously trying to tell you something. It's Mefurish, I'm not making
but
a drasha.
You can't do it yourself.
No, Tosa says you can. Why does Rashi hold not?
No, I know what Tosas is saying, but it shouldn't be like that. Because you can't punish it from the Torah, right?
You can. No, Hekesh, you can. The Kal V'chomer ain't onshin min hadin. You can't.
You can't ask a question on it, right?
You can't ask a question on it, right?
So how could Tosas says you could or you can't?
Everyone who says you cannot. Everyone agrees you cannot. So I understand why, according to Rashi, why you can't. Because Rashi says it's Masorah.
Right?
You can't. But we said, according to Tosfos, who allows people to make their own Hekeshos, so any Joe Shmo can make their own Hekesh, and I can't question it? In Echanami, yes. Because the power of the Hekesh is Kemefurish B'Torah. It's as if it's explicit in the Torah. When the Torah writes a Rotsech next to Namurasa, it's as if the Torah is telling me explicitly, this is it. This is Mamash Apostle. That's Gufo Shatoro. You can't challenge the Mefurish Apostle?
If I can't challenge it, then I can't be able to make it up by myself either.
You can't challenge it. No, so according to Tosos, when a person does it, it doesn't mean he's creating it. He's just reading a pasuk. Right there, yeah. He didn't have a Masorah, but it's right there. Open the book up. Open the Chumash up. It's right. It's telling you. I'm not really creating it. It's Mamash then, the same pasuk.
Someone who creates a wrong Hekesh, it's not called Hekesh.
I'm saying if it, I guess according to Tosafot, if it fits the bill of a Hekesh, it's two words in the same pasuk, this is a Hekesh. Exactly, it's not made up. It's the Torah is talking to me. No one has yet to have made such a Hekesh. They didn't pick up on it, but the Torah is telling me something. And Rashi says, no, it doesn't work that way. It has to be direct line from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, one other last point is whether Hekesh is Bechlal the different various midos we have, the Yud Gimel midos. So there happen to be three different lists. There's a midos, the seven and the Shiva midos of Hillel HaZaken. The Tosefta and Sanhedrin, the end of Perek Zion, Tosefta and Sanhedrin, lists seven midos of Hillel HaZaken. And you look on that list, you don't find the Hekesh there. Very interesting. I read quickly, I just run through them. The only seven of them says Hillel. Sorry, Sheva Midos Dorish Hillel Lifnei Ziknei Besera. There were seven Midos that Hillel was Dorish in front of the elders of Besera. Kal Vachomer, Gzeir Shava, Binyan Av, Kosov Echad, Binyan Av, Mishnei Chesuvim, Chal Prat, Chal Kiyotzibo, Yimakam Acher, Davar Halami, Minyano, Elu Sheva Midos. Hekesh was not on that list. Okay, let's move now to the Yudgil Midos, which we're more familiar with. Yudgil Midos. Open up with Ishmael Omer, every day after davening, or right before Pesukah Dezimmer, rather. Yud Gimel Midos, pay attention quickly, maybe you know it by heart. Kal Vachomer, Gzeir Shava, Binyan Av, Klal Prat, so on and so forth. None of them mentions Hekesh. And there's a third list of Lamed Beis Midos, I forget who's the author of that. Hekesh is not there. Nonetheless, very interesting. So, one of the explanations is found by the Perish HaRash Bates on the Yud Gimel Midos in the Sefer Yavin Shmuel. Not sure where you find that, quoting the encyclopedia. Explanation is as follows. He says, since a Hekesh is Kemefurish Bekra, as Rashi says, it's Mefurish Bekra, it's not a Drasha. That's not a Midah of a Torah.
Yeah, but Xerishava is just a
Shrama. That's a great question. So that's my question. I have. Look at the right.
It's like Mamasha Xerishava minus.
Gzereshev is more of a drasha than Hekesh.
Right, it's, meaning it's stronger. Though.
But the way it was quoted here, the only reason why it's not considered drasha because it's mefurish b'kra. So look at the Rashi in Ayin Gimel Malach in Sanhedrin. He writes that Hekesh vi gzereshev harehu ki mefurish b'mikra. If the whole reason that the Rashi says it's not on the count on the list of midos is because mefurish b'kra, Gezer Shev is also Mefurish B'kra, as Rashi says. So that can't be the reason why it's not on the list. Furthermore, you guys remember what the Rashi in Sukkah said? So listen carefully to the Rashi in Sukkah writes. He says, Lo makshinan, lo hukshu lumo zemizeh, velo nitein lidrosh me'atzmo, mikol yud gimel midos, she'atorah nidreshes behem ela kal v'chomer. Recognize anything interesting Rashi says? Try that again.
Yeah, it's not in there. He says
it's part of the Yud Gimel. He says the only one of the Yud Gimel Midos that you can be Dorish on your own is Kal Vachomer. Mashma the Hekesh is one of the Yud Gimel Midos, but it's not a Kal Vachomer, so you can't make it on your own, but it's one of the Yud Gimel Midos. So this answer of the Rashi would not work for Rashi because it is in the Yud Gimel Midos. And Rashi says Gezer Shav is also Mefurish B'Kra, just like a. No, there are a number of versions of this. It's found in the Gemara Toras Kohanim. Different midrashim talk about it, have different lists. I didn't look into it enough, whether it's actually on one of the lists or not. I just know they're different yourselves. Different groupings, how you count them. If you can, try to count them on your own without the article, very hard to realize which ones are its own. It's very difficult. So it's not so clear in the yourselves, in the Nuschalos of them. But Rashi clearly says it's one of the Yud Gimel Midos in Sukkah. And he says both Gezer Shav and Hekesh are both Mefurish B'kra. So I thought to say, maybe Rashi thinks, Mamish, that what I said before, that Hekesh is part of Gezer Shav. And when Gezer Shav is listed in Yud Gimel Midos, included in that is a Hekesh. And afterwards I saw the encyclopedia quoted from the Sefer of Midos Aharon. one of the Sfarim who also talk about the various midos. So I think it works out very nicely whether it's part of it. Now, there's one other answer. Someone thinks, the Sefer Krisos thinks that Hekesh is included under Dover Halami Minyano. It's part of that list. So it's included under one of them. But what comes out is very interesting. This Rashi, that is Mamish, one of the Yudgim Midos, the question is either he had a different Nusach than we had, or it's included under one of the other ones. Okay, so interesting sugya, not the typical.